Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Life can feel heavy and overwhelming at times, and it's easy to believe that our small efforts don't really make a difference. But today, we're reminded of a beautiful truth. Light always wins over darkness. Even the smallest spark can bring hope, direction, and peace in the middle of chaos. You don't have to have it all figured out or feel strong every moment. You just have to keep shining with the love of Jesus in the ways only you can. So let's pause together. Take a deep breath. And remember that your light matters more than you think. Father, thank you for being the source of all light and for calling us to shine for you. When the darkness feels overwhelming, remind us that even the smallest acts of love and kindness carry eternal weight. Help us to reflect your Son, not in perfection, but in authenticity, grace, and courage. Give us the strength to keep shining even when we feel weak. Give us the wisdom to see how our presence can make a difference. May our words, may our actions, and may our hearts point others towards your hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's verse is Matthew 5:14, just the very first part. It's so important. You are the light of the world. You might not feel like much of a light right now, and that's completely okay. Maybe the darkness around you feels too thick. It's too overwhelming. Or the chaos inside of you is too loud. But none of that changes who you are in God's kingdom. Darkness, whether it's chaos, pain, confusion, or fear, darkness loses its power in the presence of even the smallest light. And you are called to be that light. You don't have to carry the whole world on your shoulders or pretend you have all the answers. Your role isn't to fix everything. It's simply to reflect Jesus in the ways only you can. Reflecting Jesus doesn't require perfection or grand gestures. It happens in kindness offered to a hurting heart, in hope spoken softly in the midst of despair, in courage that chooses to move forward even when afraid, in setting boundaries that protect your soul, and in being authentically you, flaws and all. Every smile you share, every word of truth you speak, and every act of grace you extend adds to your light. It might not erase the darkness overnight, but it creates visibility. It creates warmth and hope where there was only a shadow. That's kingdom presence. A quiet but powerful witness to God's love in the messiness of life. So today, let your heart reflect His light. Remember that even a small candle can shine bright in a dark room. Your light matters, even when it feels small. You are God's child, called to shine with His love, and your presence makes a difference in this world. Lord, thank you for calling me your light. Help me reflect you in words, in actions, and attitudes. Even in the chaos, let your brightness shine through me. Use me to bring warmth, truth, and hope. Keep my light steady and unwavering. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today is, what is one simple way you can reflect God's light? Write it down and then do it. Maybe it's a word of encouragement or a peaceful presence in a tense moment. A friend, your light matters. Don't underestimate the power of your presence. Don't underestimate the power of your words. Don't underestimate the power of your actions. God doesn't ask you to fix the world. He simply asks you to reflect Him. And every time you do, even in the smallest of ways, the darkness loses a little more ground. So keep shining, even if it feels small, because your light carries eternal impact. Thank you for spending time with me today. If this message encouraged you, I'd love for you to share with a friend who could use some light too. We all need a little more light. Until next time, keep your eyes on Jesus, keep shining with His love, and remember, you were created to bring light into the darkest places. This is Kingdom in the Chaos, and I'll see you tomorrow.